Hello and welcome back to another 5 Tip Friday episode. And today we are going to talk all about springing forward. Since this coming Sunday, if you are in the United States at least, we are going to be springing forward an hour. And so why not just use that and make a fun little episode on how you can spring forward in your journey. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today, we're talking about 5 tips to spring you forward in your journey. All right, let's start with number 1, how to spring forward from fear. And to do that, you challenge negative thoughts. Challenge the negative thoughts and beliefs that contribute to your fears. Ask yourself if there's evidence to support these thoughts, and then try to reframe them in a more positive and realistic light. I think that if you are scared of being alone the rest of your life, you can challenge that thought in writing by, how many people do you know that have ended a relationship and never gotten in another relationship again? When you sit down and realize, you're like, yeah, of course they didn't. Now, maybe they didn't get into other healthy relationships, and that's something that you work on in other ways. But the fact of the matter is, if one of your fears is that you're going to be alone for the rest of your life, what are the odds? The odds are very low that that is going to be the case. And if that's one of your fears, fight it that way. So use that same technique for any other fears that you might be struggling with. Challenge them. Challenge them, and I think once you actually break them down, they're not so scary. Number 2, let's spring forward from loneliness. How do you do that? How about you volunteer? Get involved in the community by volunteering for local organizations or causes that are meaningful to you. By helping others, it can provide a sense of purpose and fulfillment while also creating opportunities to meet new people. There are so many places that you can be of value, where you can make a difference in somebody's life and then take the focus off of you and what you're going through. Imagine making an elderly person who has nobody visiting them smile. Imagine going to the cancer ward, the children's cancer ward, and maybe making a very sick child happy. These sort of things. If you're an animal person, going and spending some time at the Humane Society and maybe giving a dog that looks super lonely a little bit of love and attention. All of these things can fill your cup, make you feel valuable, and make you feel less lonely because you are surrounded by people. And of course, the added benefit of maybe connecting with others, making new friends, finding a whole new group to hang out with that has nothing to do with your past or your ex-partner. So definitely give that a try. Number 3, springing forward from sadness. Try finding joy in the little things. Look for small moments of joy and gratitude in your daily life, whether it's a beautiful sunrise, a cozy cup of tea, or just a heartfelt conversation with someone that you love. Focus on all of the positive and it'll lift your spirits. I really believe that there is a lot of positive things that happen in our life, and we just don't even acknowledge them. We don't even notice them. We're so busy looking at the bad stuff or stressed about things that are coming up. So, you know, I don't think an episode goes by where I don't talk about journaling. And by now, following these tips, you would have already pulled out your journal. So how about having a little notebook that you carry around with you, and every time you think of something happy, you write it down. You don't have to do this for months. How about you do it for a week or 3 days, and you will see how quickly you fill out that little notebook and you're like, you know what? Life is pretty great. I know that I'm going through something really bad, but life is great. And so try that. Number 4, let's spring forward from low self-worth. And try that by focusing on self-care. Prioritize activities and habits that nurture your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Maybe pamper yourself with like a makeup day. My daughter likes to borrow my makeup sometimes and just, you know, have a makeover session. Try that. You don't have to be going anywhere, but just try putting on a full face of makeup, trying some makeup you've never tried before, being bold with your eyeshadow. It's just a silly little thing, but maybe dolling yourself up and taking a few photos and giving yourself a little photo shoot will just make you feel a little more like the it girl and give you a little boost of your confidence and a small step towards recognizing that you are amazing. And just to clarify, of course, it's going to take a lot more to help you build up your self-worth. And I'm not saying that you need makeup to do that. I'm just giving you a little fun tip as one of the things in your toolbox to help boost up your mood and your view of yourself when you're feeling down. And lastly, number 5, spring forward from financial stress. The first thing that I always suggest and that I recommend is creating a budget, because developing a realistic budget that outlines your income, expenses, and financial goals, and also tracks your spending and identifies areas where you need to cut back or make adjustments, is so important to help you get your finances under control. Now, I say start with the budget because many of us in this situation don't have a lot of money to start with. That's just the reality. But you can still budget whatever you have. Maybe the budget isn't going to look great. Maybe the numbers are going to be uneven, right? You might have more debts than you have income. But without a clear budget, you don't know how to move forward. So absolutely start with a budget. Start detailing your incomes, your expenses, your bills, your debts, bills and debts are two separate things, but I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole because I have a lot to say about finances and I will do an episode on that another time. But there's plenty of places online where you can find simple guides on simple budgets. Create yourself a budget so that you are clear on what your numbers are. And even if the budget looks bad, at least you know what you need to do and it will give you some focus and clear path forward to what you need to earn, to what you need to bring in, to what you need to stop spending on. And so there you have it, 5 tips for springing forward in your journey. I hope that you found these interesting, helpful, and that you put some of them into practice. And before I go, I just wanted to let you know that my mini course is now available. And it is ready for you to dive in and embark on a transformative journey designed to reshape the way you navigate life post-separation. It's not just another course, it's a pivotal turning point with a blend of insightful strategies, personal reflections, and actionable steps. You'll discover how to reclaim your sense of self, build resilience, and open new doors to happiness and fulfillment. Whether you're seeking clarity, empowerment, or just a fresh start, this course offers the tools and support that you need to make meaningful changes. Don't miss this opportunity to turn the page and start a new chapter of your life. You can find the link in the show notes. And as of this recording, it is set at the lowest price that it will ever be offered at. So definitely go check it out. And with that, I will leave you and catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.